Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat your meal for life, baby. What up, what up? Welcome back. What it do in here? Another episode of the Bad Podcast, man. This is a little different. We starting this off a little different. We hit you with a crossover, man. B, what we got going on today?
Man, we got the crossover. We got the crossover. Man, so a lot of people that know the podcast, a lot of people that know me personally know this is a transitional period in my life. And we're recording this on a Friday. We're dropping this on a Monday. So everybody here knows that I am officially out of the school system, and this is the most extreme bittersweet feeling that I've ever had in my entire life. So we're just gonna talk about the sound effects. I love it, baby. The sound effects, man. So today we're just gonna talk about pouring everything that you have into value. You know, a lot of times we value these different things in life, like Friday night. We value spring break. We value summer break. We value all these things that provide this temporary temptation or temporary satisfaction, rather, because of temptation. Like, hey, we're tempted to do all these different things because of that satisfaction that we experience temporarily. And I don't really think that that's true value. I think true value is something that you see with longevity. I think true value is that's something that you see with a lifetime experience. When you're 10 years down the road, when you're 20 years down the road, when you're 30 years down the road, and then you start to experience that reward. I think that's the true value. And you know, like I was saying, Dwayne, you know, in our society, it's extremely acceptable to accept or value what's right directly in front of us. So today I close a chapter on my life, extremely bittersweet. And everybody here knows that, you know, I poured my heart and soul into Sherman Central School. It's been an emotional week. It's been an emotional 2 weeks because I loved what I do. I still love what I do. And that's the reason that Eager to Run, this new company that we're getting up and running, Eager to Run is going to actually push into middle schools, push into high schools. And we're going to be giving back to programs that incorporate growth with young people, young women, young men, and across the board. I want to talk about pouring into kids and pouring into the things that you love in life and you know, closing old doors and opening new doors today, Dwayne. So today's a freestyle day, man. Like most of our podcast, as everybody knows, we have a focus.
Yep.
Today, I don't want to have a focus. I just want to talk. I want you and me to go back and forth. You're a friend of mine. I want to have that one-on-one time. I want to talk about growth. I want to talk about opening new doors. I want to talk about just pouring into true value. So I'll pass it off to you, my friend.
No, I love it, man. I love the concept and you know, even with your kind of intro monologue, you know, talking about true value. It's really important that, you know, we know where to put value. You know, we determine what value is to, you know, to us in our lives. And like you mentioned, you can put it in those temporal things, man. You know, like you said, the Fridays or the breaks and, you know, and not nothing wrong. Like, there's need to be rest. You need to get, you know, recoup, whatever. I'm all for it. But you also... you need to have that same energy when it comes to other stuff, you know, that actually that not only benefits you, but benefits others, man. And I think that's why I mean, one of the many reasons why me and you click, man, is because, you know, we value giving value to people. Like we are that energizes us. Like that gets us excited. If we can inspire somebody, if we can motivate somebody, that gives us energy and we put value in that, man. And I think, you know, our listeners, as they're discovering, you know, just how to navigate life and fitness. And, you know, we always talk about fitness, but how to navigate that, it really boils down to finding that thing that you value, and then start to, like we mentioned, pouring into that thing. The thing you may value is a better medical, you know, readings, you know, you which everybody should value, honestly, but you find that goal and that thing. And then that's when you dig yourself in, man. So before I get, I guess, a little bit deeper in that, man, I want to kind of publicly give you kudos, man, because the education field, man, is overlooked. It's underappreciated. It's underpaid. All the things, man. I was in education for a brief moment for about 5 years, and school for phys ed. So I know the level of just commitment. And when I work at a special needs school, and I always tell people, at a special needs school, you're either going to be there one day, 1 week, or for the rest of your life. Like, there's no other option, you know? Either not for you that, because, I mean, I witness it. Like, it's not for you that first day. It's not for you that first week. Or if you can maintain, you're in for life, man. And teaching is a lot like that. And to be there, to be a teacher, you have to want to be a teacher, you know?
Yeah.
It's not one of those careers where, you know, you just... I'll just do it for the money, or I'll just do it. You know, no, you have to want to. So salute to you on that, man. And not to make you feel bad, because you're going in another direction, man. You know, because you're going in a different direction. But in that direction, I think it's putting you in a place to make the thing you're really passionate about the focus. You know what I mean? Like, so with teaching, you know, you have to put up with PTO and, you know, booster and all the stuff that ain't fun, you know, just to get to the kids. But we, you know, we're eager to run. We're going to be able to do that without that, man. So I just want to kudos you, bro. And I know we'll talk through some other stuff, but I want to make that, I guess, public, and just say, hey, man, we appreciate that. And I also want to let you know that, you know, 10 years, man, you put in some time, bro.
Yeah, like, put in some time.
Yeah, man, you put in some time. There's nothing to be, there's nothing that, like, you didn't hold back for 10 years. You gave it everything, and I think we're just headed in a different direction, and I'm excited. I mean, I'm selfish, you know. I'm excited, man. So I'm gonna stop talking, freestyle, no, man. You're good, man. Parameters, man. I'm all over.
I'll see you later.
Right.
No, it's all good, Dwayne, and you know, that's what this freestyle is all about, is just bouncing things back off each other, because that's how we feed off each other. And you know, you just mentioned something about not holding back, and that's something that I thrived off for many years, because I truly believe deep down, and on a whole grander stage, that I was put on this earth to inspire people. I was put on this earth to motivate somebody, you know, whether it's one person a day, 100 people a day, a million people a day, whatever it is. But it boils down to not holding back. You just mentioned that. Don't hold back. And I think as far as a fitness podcast, a health podcast, we need to start going all in. We need to start being totally invested and not holding back. And often we are holding back, because we imagine ourselves chasing this big, massive destination. Oh, I want to accomplish this goal. I want to do this. I want to do that. But then we talk ourselves out of those things, because we start to think about, well, what if I went all in and I failed? What if I went totally invested and I came up short? Well, let's ask ourselves this question, Dwayne. What if you didn't go in at all? What if you didn't try at all? Then you sit there 20 years from now and think, what if? Well, guess what? 10 years ago, I went all in. 10 years ago, I went all in on me. All right, I walked into the principal's office. I handed in my resume face to face with the man that was my boss for 7 years. I said, listen, I'm going to be the guy. I am going to be the guy. All right. And that was my dream. And I didn't understand at that time what my dream was. My dream wasn't to be an educator. My dream was to be a leader. And I think we're all leaders in some capacity. You know, somebody's always following in our footsteps, and the person that's watching this thinking, not me. Yes, you. Yes, I promise you. I promise your kid is watching you. I promise your spouse is watching you. I promise some coworker or random stranger is watching you. Yep. You are providing value to somebody else's life. Society tells us one thing. Society tells us that we should do X, Y, and Z, but they don't tell you to chase your dreams. Dreams only become a reality to those that go all in. Dreams only become a reality to those that are ready to lead. Be ready to lead because somebody is following in your shoes. Do you want to pave a path the right direction, or do you want to hit a fork in the road? You call it a fork in the road. You hit a fork in the road. You want to go down the wrong path. You know, we go down the wrong path, and then we get to a point where we convince ourselves that, oh, I can't turn around because I'm too far gone. There ain't such a thing. There's no such thing as too far gone. And you know, I'm I'm talking, Dwayne, I'm just like, I'm going through the last 10 years of my life and just reflecting on everything I've experienced. You know, you're brand new in, say, an 8-week challenge. You're brand new in a job. You're brand new in a relationship. You have all this enthusiasm, right? You have all this energy. Mm-hmm. You have all these ideas of where you want to go and what you want to become and what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. 3 years down the road, you lose track of those things. You lose sight of those things. But that you remind yourself, okay, don't hold back. Okay, don't hold back. I have that authenticity. I know who I am deep down inside. I had a decision to make. Let's get back on track. Okay, back on track. 5, 6, 7 weeks or months or years pass by. I start to lose that energy. Again, you have to be able to find it. Pretending won't cut it. You can't go through life pretending. You have to be authentic. You have to find that true self, and you have to live up to the expectation that you once set for yourself in the beginning of that 8-week challenge, the beginning of your journey with a relationship. How many failed marriages are there in this country? It's through the roof. I don't know the stats.
Almost 50%. Yeah, it's almost
50?
Yeah, almost 50 to a little bit over in divorce rate. Yep.
Why is it? Hey, what's that jam? What is that? Authenticity, right? What was that?
Off the cuff, man. No, so on a different tab, we were getting serious, but on a different tab, no. I had just fixed that last slide and it started playing. So.
No. But you say 50%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you start so in love, right? Mm-hmm. And you have all this energy, all this alacrity, you have all this zest. I want to be all in. Okay. You want to be authentic. Mm-hmm. Then once you get 3 years in, 4 years in, you get a little stagnant, right? You get a little, you set your life on cruise control a little bit. And what happens is you lose that desire for more. You stop putting in the work. You stop putting in the investment. So this is my thing, Dwayne. You know, I'm an educator through and through at heart, and I'm a leader through and through at heart. And that's why I was a teacher. That's the only reason I got into teaching. Okay. I'm a firm believer in public education is important.
Yeah.
Okay. But at the end of the day, public education is to develop the skills that get these kids ready for the long haul, right? The big picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as a leader, I find it my obligation to tell other teachers, don't worry about the tests. Don't worry about the homework. Don't worry about the in-class stuff. Teach these kids about life.
Mm-hmm.
Be authentic. Don't pretend to do this, and don't pretend to teach that. Teach these kids about life. Get them prepared for the long haul. Again, fitness, health, all this stuff that's related to growth. Teach them about that. Teach them about the important things of life, and then teach that relentlessly. Until they figure something out, until they learn, until they have it deep ingrained into their bones.
No, that's, bro, that's it, man. That 100%, like, that is so spot on. So much, bro. I think about, I mean, just hearing you say that, man, your passion and drive for that, you know, when it comes to education and our kids and all of that stuff is just so important, man, that we not, you know, push it to the side, man. And that's what happens a lot is we push it to the side. We take the value away, back to the value thing. We don't put value into it. And it shows, man. It shows on so many levels. You know, I really like the you know, talking about coming in to the principal's office and said, you know, I'm that guy. You know, that I like that, man. Because, you know, 10 years ago, you had no idea what you were getting into, man. But you took that step. You know, you took that step to come in and make that, you know, make that approach, man, because even even as you're doing this with Eager to Run, man, we're still new to this. Like there's a lot that we have no idea is what it looks like, what it's going to be or anything, man. So that aspect of it always is it's a little nerve wracking, but it's also, it's exciting because there's so much potential with that, man. Good stuff, bro.
Dude, I got a quick story. So
do it.
Two guys, one guy by the name of Kane Kelly, one guy by the name of Mike Ginestri. Those are the two guys that I had for bosses for, I think, 2 or 3 years at the beginning of my career. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to talk about going all in on you. Right. So when I walked into my interview for the first time, I don't know which one asked me. They said, "Why should we hire you?"
Mm-hmm.
I sat there and I thought for a second, and just like that, I thought, okay, go all in on you. I looked him dead in the eye and I said, there is not a better candidate in this entire world that's better than me. I am your choice. I will prove it. That's why you should hire me. And that's just one of those things. One of those confidence things is, man, you repetition eliminates fear. And what I had done is I went over the notes. I went deep into interview questions. I went deep into the information as far as phys ed goes, you know, like I was putting in the reps on the side. Like I was talking to my wife, girlfriend at the time, Adrian, and I was talking to her every single day. You know, what's going to get me to this job? What's going to get me to this goal? What's going to land me this gig, right? And because I had planned on being there for 30 years. I had planned on being there for 30 years. And I went on and I went all in on me. And that's something that we have to be intentional. That's, you know, a lot of times we're so focused on the person that we were, and we're not really thinking about the person that we're becoming. Mm. When I walked into that office, I was thinking the person that I was going to be 10 years from that point, 20 years from that point, 30 years from that point. I'm your guy. Let me prove it to you. All right. And now here we are 10 years later. Both of those guys, Kane and Mike, are still friends of mine. I still talk to them from time to time, but you know, today I think back to that moment and I'm like, man, did I really say that? did I really say that? But the greatest gift that you can give to yourself is just going all in on you.
Yeah.
And that was the greatest gift that I ever gave to myself, because I had the opportunity to impact hundreds of kids' lives. And man, I'll tell you, dude, Dwayne, I'll never forget my time with Sherman, and I'll never forget the kids that I had and the people that I worked with. And, you know, 10 years is just boom. And just the other day, man, I was talking about my live or talking about my talking in my, one of my lives about my life.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had said, you know, I've been in the program for a year and a half, the E2M program, you know, for anybody that's not listening, that's not an E2M, they were talking about E2M. They said, oh, I've been in for a year and a half. Okay. And I haven't seen the results that I'm trying to get. And I'm thinking, okay, you're talking 18 months, right? I had been at something for 10 years, and I'm starting a brand new chapter in my life. And I started to think 18 months, 10 years, 18 months, 10 years. For me, Dwayne, I'm 35 years old. I plan on living on this planet for another 70 years. You're talking 18 months, you haven't got what you deserve. You're talking 18 months, you haven't got what you think you deserve. Let me tell you something. You got another 18 months. You got another 36 months. You got another 100 months. You got another 20 years. Why aren't you trying to give yourself the greatest gift? Go all in one more day.
Yeah, man. So listen, I don't know how I want to say this, because boss man said we got to be nice.
Yeah.
18 months, man. Listen, so Brad's talking about long term. I'm going to talk about E2M. 8 weeks, baby. I just finished 8 weeks, and I have lost in 8 weeks. I've lost 15 pounds.
Woo!
Yeah. Your boy's got shredded.
Let's go.
And the reason why I'm saying that, not to brag and mm-hmm. whoever that was, man, you know, we're here to help. We're going to get you there. Yeah. But just to plug what we do at E2M, mm-hmm. if you do the program, like actually do the program, you're going to get amazing results. I'm on a cloud right now because, like I said, I weighed myself this morning. I took my pictures. I'm feeling good, you know. And it was a great reminder of what we have at E2M, which I mentioned before, it will spoil you because what we do for you when it comes to weight loss in 8 weeks, that does not work for muscle building. So those guys that are listening, thinking you're going to get bigger in 8 weeks, it's not going to happen. It's okay. You stick with it. Now we can get it Brad's side. Now, 18 months or 18 whatever.
That's
nothing, man. It's always long term. It's always full circle. You know, I love what you said when you sat down in that chair. You were talking about you 30 years from there. You know, that really spoke to me, man, because so many times we only see what's in front of us. You know, we only see where we are right now, man. And we have to have a vision, man. Have to envision ourselves in a certain place that we might not be there yet. We might not even know what it takes to get there just yet, you know, but you have to bet on yourself. You have to, you know, have the vision. Mm-hmm. And then you hit another one, man, talking about, you know, the what ifs, you know, not betting on yourself because the what ifs. And Alicia, mm-hmm. One of her cool quotes is fear is faith in the wrong what if. Like when mm-hmm. you have faith in the what if you lose, that's fear. But if you have faith in the what if you win or what if you accomplish, you know, that's the difference, man. You know, we all have what ifs. You just determine what that what if is. Is it what if I make it? What if I succeed? What if I get this job? What if I get this promotion? You know, what if I go all in on myself? You know, what if I do hit my weight loss goals? What if I do hit my physique goals? What if I, you know, so you have to put your faith in the right what if, not the negative what if, man, but the right what if, man. So all of those, man, just knocking them out the park.
Knocking them down one at a time. A
freestyle like once a month, man. We just flowing right now.
I like it, man. And you know, you talk about that 30 years, and I touched on it briefly, but you know, when we start an 8 week challenge or whatever it is, it is extremely difficult to see that long game. Like, oh man, I want to get ready for summer. I want to get ready for spring break. I want to get ready for that class reunion. Yep. And we have this vision of what I want to be in 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 20 weeks. But we have to dismantle that belief system and dismantle mm-hmm. that approach and start thinking about where I want to be in 10 years, where I want to be in 20 years, where I want to be in 30 years. And mm-hmm. the thing that I've been thinking about and the thing that I have in my mind every single day, my kid's 2.5 years old and 5 months old. All right. I want to hold their grandkids, Dwayne. Mm-hmm. That ain't 8 weeks from now. That ain't eight months or 8 years from now. That's a long time. Hopefully a long time from now.
Right.
Hopefully a long time from now. But that's what I have in the back of my mind. I want to be healthy and fit mm-hmm. enough in 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, so I can pick up my grandbabies. Mm-hmm. I want to be healthy enough in 60 years so I can hold my great-great-grandbabies. Mm-hmm. Why are we so fascinated with the results I get in 8 weeks or the results I get in 16 weeks? Slow down. Time will pass, I guarantee you, because just like that, 10 years has passed me by, and I just started teaching at Sherman Central School yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
10 years will go just like that. Dwayne, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've been in and out of jobs. You know.
Hey, man, not so many, man. You make it seem like I'm a hopper or something.
You've been in and out of two jobs, three maybe. But, you know, you know how it is, though, man.
Like,
you have a vision. You see it through.
Yeah, 100%, man. Yeah. It goes back to value, man. You put value in that long goal, man. Yeah. That you know, holding your grandkids. And, you know, I got girls, man. So mine is, you know, walking them down the aisle. You know, which, you know, Lord, a long time from now, like, long, long, long time from now.
All right, slow down. Forever away. Man.
But walking them down the aisle, man, that's one of my things. Like I want to be looking good, you know, with all my arm, man, good shape. You know, I want everybody like, Is that the groom or the dad? Like, I want to be, you know what I mean?
Golly!
right. I'm gonna be shocked. But that's one of those things, man. I put value in that, man. And even, you know, like you said, going to the grandkids and all of that, man. And even, I mean, we're real on here, man. Even on a financial side, man, I want to be able to pay for the wedding. I want to say, hey, if, you know, I want to be set in my finances in a place where, hey, you ready? I like him. All right. He cool. I'm cool. Yes. Tell me what you need. Boom. Yeah. Here you go.
Yeah.
So not only do I want to look good, I want to be in a financial place where I can front the bill, man. You know, because when I got married, my wife's father passed when she was young, you know, her mom, you know, not that stable. And so we were like, literally, because we had a huge wedding, like we had like 10 people in our party. We was literally like in the back room, counting out singles, like, okay,
we're good. Yes, sir. So cashing in the pop cans, man.
That's it, man. So that's it all ties together, man. There's value in that. So there's things I'm doing now that'll prepare me for that financially. And there's things I'm doing now that'll prepare me for that physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All about investments. We talk about investments all the time. Absolutely, Dwayne. And I couldn't agree anymore. I know, we're creeping up on time.
Keep going.
Freestyle. Yeah. Well, you talk about investments, you know, you put a dollar in today, not to get a dollar back today. You put a dollar in today to get $5 back in 5 years. You know, you don't run on the treadmill today for the person that you're trying to be tonight. You run on the treadmill tonight for the person you try to be in 5 years, 10 years, or whatever it may be. And that it's just so relatable across the board. As far as investments go, you know, financial, fitness related goals, relationship goals, you know, I'm just going to go on a tangent right now. You talk about relationships. You know, you put off that hard conversation on Monday because you don't want to have that conversation on a Monday. So what you do is you push it off and okay, I'll have that conversation on a Tuesday. Tuesday comes, I don't have that conversation. I'll wait until Wednesday. And all of a sudden, a month has gone by. Oh, we haven't had that conversation yet because it was a difficult conversation that I didn't want to have. But that's one of those investments. Man, you just got to, you got to suffer just a little bit initially. Mm-hmm. Because it pays off in the long run, man. I just like to think about the conversations, especially in your relationship, because there, how many conversations do you have that are difficult? A lot. Unless you're somebody that just wants a mediocre relationship. I'm not into that. Anything that I do in my life, I pour my heart and soul into it. I want everything in my life to thrive. And that's something that's sort of new to me because, you know, my entire life, I just kind of want it to be good. I just want to be good all the time. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How's your relationship? It's good.
Look, you wanted to be good. Man. You wanted to be good. I wanted to look good. Like that was my question. Did I look good doing it? Oh, okay.
But what's that next level look like? That's what I want to see. I want to see the bluer blues. I want to see the greener greens. I want to see the other side of the horizon. And it takes investments. It takes that longevity. It takes that long-term processing, and it takes that vision. And you know, again, it all comes full circle to value. You know, what do you value in life? What do you value? Do you want a good relationship or do you want a thriving relationship? Do you want to be able to get on a treadmill and walk for 5 minutes, or do you want to get on that treadmill and be able to walk for 45 minutes? Do you want to be good at saving your money, or do you want a bank account that's thriving? And that's something, again, it comes all the way full circle to value. What do you value in life? Do you value being financially stable? Do you value your relationship with your wife or your husband? Do you value your fitness? Do you value your health? Do you value your life? And let me ask you this, Dwayne, then I'll wrap everything up.
All right.
If you don't value any of that, do you value your kids? Do you value your loved ones? Because they value you. And everything that you value in life comes back to you. And if you aren't willing to invest in you, you're not investing in them. And that's on a whole nother level, man. And again, anything that you do, Dwayne, pour your heart and soul into. All right, and I'll end with this. Okay, and I'm off.
You got more closing than a Baptist pastor, man. Yeah. man.
Hey, this is like my last, this is my last hurrah. I've been all over Facebook posting left and right about Sherman, and this is my last hurrah until the next time. I will end with this though. 10 years has gone by quick, and I wouldn't be the man that I am today. I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I wouldn't be the coach or the husband that I am today without the people of Sherman. That's students, that's staff, that's friends, the community. I wouldn't be the person that I am today without Sherman Central School and the CSP Wolfpack. So I just have to, it's my obligation to say thank you to each and every one of you. You know, just a handful of people that I have to thank personally. Tyrus Harper, we've talked about Ty on this podcast before. He's a guy that I look up to and then that I look to emulate, because he's a guy that I think very highly of. You know, he's one of those guys that paves the path that you want to follow. He leads by example, and I couldn't and I wouldn't be the man that I am today. So Tyrus, I appreciate you, my friend. And again, I would not be here without him and his guidance. Kathy Deering is another one. She listens to the podcast, so shout out to Kathy. I love you, sis. She was my partner for 9 years, and we had a lot of great talks, a lot of great times. And again, I wouldn't be here without Kathy. And then there's so many more people at Sherman that I won't go into, because Dwayne, we might turn this 31 minute podcast into 81 minutes real quick. But
two-parter, man. Kathy,
right. Kathy and Ty, I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't be the man that I am today without both of you and several others, but you two specifically. So I just wanted to say thank you. And Sherman Central School, Sherman Wildcats forever. And one last time, go Wildcats!
Yeah. My old high school is Wildcats too, so yeah.
Dwayne, we got more and more and more in common, baby.
Yeah, we had a hopping Wildcats, man. We had the Wolverine style helmets with black and gold. Yeah man.
Yeah,
sharp.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm gonna have to drop my high school picture in here with, you know, when I was in the paper. So all right, before we get out of here, man, B, hey bro, this is good. Great stuff. Glad was able to get your last hurrah. Make sure you guys share that stuff. I do want to pull one comment from the page. We'll skip the Did You Know this week, and we'll pick it up next week. But I do want to pull a comment. This comment's kind of special. Comes from Catherine Price 8326. I know her. She's one of my accountability folks. She says, "Hey Dwayne, at the beginning of each show, you ask three questions. I have three answers. What it look like? Another powerful episode of the Bad Podcast. What it be like? An investment in my mental, in my motivation bank of knowledge. And what it do? Keeps me encouraged during until the next episode drop. Boom. Thanks, Brad and Dwayne. Love you guys." I thought that was so cool, man, that she did that. And that was really cool. So shout out to you, Kathy. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
She also messaged me and let me know she's listening. So that's a huge. We appreciate all of you guys. I've noticed an uptick in the comments, so keep them coming. Keep sharing. We're just super grateful, man, to be able to do this and connect with you guys on this level and pretty much just be ourselves, man. There's no show here, man. We literally just cam up, mic up, and we get it done, man. And so we're super grateful for that for the opportunity. So technically, this is transition week, Blitz week. So if you're listening and watching, please share the E2M program. Let people know about the program and how they need to join. Send them to e2mfitness.com. Make sure that they sign up, because we would love to work with them to not only provide great fitness things and meals and then us. You know, we're there. So that's a bonus in itself, man. So, all right, y'all. We are out of here. Till next time. God bless.
Later, guys.
We are out.